Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Bassmaster has launched a new fantasy fishing game, the TH Marine Pick'em Challenge, and I love this. Each elite event will feature 7 head-to-head matchups with players attempting to pick the winner. I'll be providing handicapping for this as well, so we'll see how I do. Kyle Jesse from Bassmaster.com joins us later with all the details. And we continue our series called The Originals today as well with Mark Menendez, who finished 27th at Lake Amistad in the first ever Elite Series event. And in the leadoff role, Bass Director of Event Operations Eric Lopez joins us to discuss the exciting news this week that the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic will return to Knoxville in 2026. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish. Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, exciting news this week that the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic will return to Knoxville for the third time in 7 years. Heading to Knoxville, it's one of the great, great locations. They set records there every time we are there, and it's so excited that the Classic will be going there in 2026. Of course, off to Fort Worth coming up next month for this next Bassmaster Classic. But Director of Operations, or Event Operations for Bass, is Eric Lopez, and he joins us to talk about how the sausage was made on this deal. Eric, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it.
Now, this is pretty exciting stuff. I mean, Knoxville is unique. Look, you know, all of these locations that we go to for the Classic are outstanding, and I'm very much looking forward to getting back to Fort Worth at the Classic time of the year, which would be March. But, you know, looking ahead a year, seeing that you guys have already made the deal to bring the 2026 Classic to Knoxville, such an exciting location because there is no launch event that is like being down at the Volunteer Landing when everybody is taken off and there's 5,000 or 6,000 fishing fans there. I mean, it is absolutely spectacular. And then you've got, you know, the Thompson Bowling Arena, Tommy Bowl, as they like to call it there affectionately, right around the corner. I mean, literally walking distance. Everything is walking distance. It's such a great venue for the Classic.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, we love everywhere we go for the Classic, and the fans always come out and support. But to have all those venues, like you said, in walking distance is unparalleled. It just to any other location. It just creates a completely different vibe. You're walking around anywhere in that city and you're running into Bass fans. Mm. You see people wearing their gear, they're in their jerseys. And we just literally, and when I say we, I mean the fans, we just take over that entire city. And it's just a real cool, fun vibe.
Yeah, there's just no doubt about it. And one guy that's going to be really happy about it being there is Jeff Gustafson, who won the Classic there in 23, but then 2 years before that had won an Elite Series event there. He's got himself a little honey hole there. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. It started to dry up on him a little bit in 23 on Championship Sunday, but yet and still, he's a guy that's been dominant there. Do you worry at all about a scenario like that where you got, a place that one guy has done so well?
Well, this Sunday is the Super Bowl, and we're looking at Patrick Mahomes potentially winning his third in a row. So the precedent has been set in sports, and worried, not necessarily, because you never really know what's going to happen until the end. I mean, we like the drama, and we know that there's going to be drama. And I would just say maybe curious to see what's going to happen. That might be a better word. Who knows?
Yeah, and of course the county mayor there, Mayor Jacobs, Kane from WWE fame, famously, I think he choke slammed Dave Mercer, and now Mercer's a few years older. Are we done with that or what? I mean, do you think Mercer can get away with not having to get in the ring with Kane this time?
I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure that never happens. It's great entertainment, but I'm concerned for Dave's health and his back. And we want him to be able to continue to MC our shows, and I'm not going to put my guy at risk.
Yeah, I hear that. We can't do that. We cannot lose Dave Mercer. I mean, that's for sure. We wouldn't want anything to happen with that. Just talk about the amount of planning that goes into something like this, because here we're all gearing up for Fort Worth. I mean, we've got the 2025 Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic coming up here in what just seems like a few minutes, to be honest with you, late next month in March. But planning for this and looking ahead and negotiating with the venues and things like that, I mean, this has been in the works for quite a while, right?
Oh, yeah, for years, really. The planning cycles all overlap themselves by a lot. So, like you said, we're very close to Fort Worth. So we are having active conversations and planning, and the madness around here is really based on Fort Worth. But at the same time, for the past several months, and really longer than that year or so, we've been working on having conversations with Knoxville, getting that negotiation, making sure all the venues are available, making sure we can make the event bigger and better. You know, every time we go to a return location, we want the event to be bigger and better. So that's very important for us. So it's working with the city, making sure everyone's on board with everything. I mean, we haven't talked beyond 2026, but we have conversations going for the 2027, the 2028 mm-hmm. locations as well. So literally someone walks into my office and I'm like, what city and what year do you want to talk about? Everything has to be prefaced with that, so we know where we put our frame of thought. And then, oh yeah, by the way, the Elite Series starts in less than 2 weeks, basically. So we have that going on as well. Mm. I'm not complaining. It's part of the reason why I really love this job. It's high energy, fast paced. A lot of people probably don't associate that with behind the scenes at a fishing organization. I get that all the time. How busy is it really for you guys? You plan fishing tournaments. And I'm like, you have no idea.
There are a lot of moving parts to it. Director of Event Operations for Bass is Eric Lopez. He's our guest here and talking about 2026 and that Knoxville and forward. And, in the British Open, they have they call it the Rota, and they've got, 10, 11 venues that they use, and they pretty much rotate those venues. This will be the third time in 7 years for Knoxville. They are obviously in the Rota. We know of other bodies of water that you guys have frequented so many times, Grand Lake, Hartwell, things like that. How much of an emphasis is there, or do you bother even looking at necessarily going to a first-time place or a new place? Does that pop up much, or are you like really comfortable with the group of cities that you deal with and the personnel that you deal with in each of these places?
You mentioned the Open does that, and the Super Bowl for the most part does too. I mean, they were going to a lot of similar locations. Things changed for them a little bit when they finally started doing some northern cold weather locations. But we'd love to identify new locations. The Classic is such a beast, and it's not just about the fishing. For anyone who's been to a Classic or seen any of it on TV, you see the crowds. I mean, there are a lot of logistics that go into this event, meaning there's a lot of infrastructure required. We need to make sure we're close to an airport. We need thousands and thousands of hotel rooms where our guests and our staff and our anglers, our sponsors, the fans can all stay. We also need a convention center that's 250,000 square feet or greater. We want to make sure we're creating that huge experience for the fans as well that are making the trip. You know, this is our Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl of bass fishing. So we want it to be as big and the best possible for those fans. You know, when you look at Knoxville and you draw a 500-mile radius circle around Knoxville, of the classic cities that we have been to, Knoxville has the highest concentration of bass fans, followed by Greenville. So those two markets, I mean, we love, like I said, all the cities, but those two markets are huge for us because what that means is it's a lot easier for people to drive or fly to this location, these locations, because it's centrally located as opposed to having to make a far trek. Now, that being said, like I said earlier, we would love to find a new location, but, you know, we're fishing in March, so that limits a lot of locations that we can't go to. When people say, you guys used to go here, why don't you go back? Well, that was when we used to be in the summertime.
Yeah.
Or that was before the expo completely blew up, and there are tens of thousands of fans that are there every single day. So we need to have room to accommodate that. So there's only a handful of cities that can fit all of our needs because of how big this event is.
164,000 fans last time, over $35 million in economic impact for Knoxville. On top of all of that, let's be honest, you're in the middle of March Madness. I mean, generally, it's always right around, but you got to make sure arena availability and that you're not going to a place that's hosting the, you know, first round of the NCAA tournament and so on. And I noticed that this is a little bit earlier, a week earlier than we'll be this year, and I think you're going to actually be before the tournament, which is kind of nice as well. Eric Lopez has been our guest. Eric, I can't wait for Fort Worth, man. March, this is the right time to be going there. We're you know, it's the Dickies Arena. It's going to be great, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see you over there in about 6 weeks or so.
I'm so excited about Fort Worth. I literally have my new cowboy hat sitting here on my desk. I got my boots, and I am ready.
I got mine, too, be honest with you. I just looked up at it here in the studio, so we're looking forward to that. Well, I appreciate you. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Take care, Tom.
Thank you. That's Eric Lopez. He just does such a phenomenal job. He's not the guy that's out there in front of everything, but, man, he's the one that's pulling the strings on a lot of this stuff and does great, great work. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the Originals. Mark Menendez was there at the very first tournament at Amistad, the very first Elite Series tournament. We'll talk to him next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time to pick up our series, The Originals. That's right, we have been talking to all of the guys. There's nine guys on the Elite Series currently that were there day one at the first Elite, the Battle on a Border, in March of 2006 down at Lake Amistad. Now, only a few of those guys, I should say, left for a little while. They lost their mind and went someplace else, and then came to their senses and came back. Mark Menendez has been there the whole time. I mean, he was there at the first one, and he will be there at the St. John's River, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Mark, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks for having me, bud.
Well, I say you've been there the whole time. You did have a medical leave in the middle of all of this, deal during this time. But you never left it looking for greener pastures. You've been Bassmaster through and through since, well before, the Elite Series. But you were there for that very first Elite as well and all the way through.
I have been. And that shield means something to me, Tom. It's it's always meant where I want to be and what I want to do, and it's always been of the utmost importance to me, so that's why I stayed. Loved working with Ray Scott and how he made you feel so important as a young person, and how he built the business and how the business has taken off, and it was all part of the TNN days when we had the Bassmasters television show. Yeah. That was the stepping stone to where we are today.
Yeah, yeah, and I think this happened right about the time when ESPN took over then, so now they were trying to take it to another level, and the first thing they said was, you're going to wrap those boats. We're going to bring a certain amount of professionalism on board, and, it's funny, last week we talked to Steve Kennedy. He had all kinds of problems because he was fishing FLW and AMBASS at the time. He had just started fishing with the Elites. He had to change logos on the boat and all kinds of crazy things that he had to do. But you had been with Bass. So just talk about the transition, what it was like from, you're fishing all those other tournaments back in the day, top 150s and all those deals. And then all of a sudden they introduced, they're going to do the Elite Series and you're going to, and the expectation is that you're going to wrap the boats and you're going to do a lot of things differently to kind of accommodate TV, as they were trying to bring a NASCAR feel to it, I guess, a little bit.
And they were very successful with that, with our jerseys and our wraps. It created a whole new feel to competitive fishing. The thing that was concerning to me was it was 11 events in the beginning, Tom. And that was $55,000 worth of entry fees. And that was a daunting task. Still is.
Yeah.
So that was the scary part of it for me, is how much more my expenses were going to grow. The opportunity to win more money was there. The opportunity for exposure, that's what really took off. And it was a great plan, grandiose, and it developed into some other things that turned into some lucrative things for anglers, like the major tournaments and things like that. It was good. It was the right step 20 years ago. Now it's time to step it up and make it better.
Yeah, I like the concept of the majors. I thought that was kind of cool, to have a certain, and again, they were trying to dovetail off of golf, where you had the U.S. Open and the Masters and the PGA Championship, things like that. And, I didn't hate that, that's for sure. But take me back to March of 2006. First of all, Had you know, did you know much about Amistad back then? Because a lot of guys, a lot of guys had never seen the lake. Did you know anything about this lake before you showed up for practice?
I knew a little bit about it. One of my old roommates, Tim Renault, back in the open days, he lived down there and worked down there and told me how good the fishing was. My good friend Terry Oldham of Oldham Lures, he told me how good the place was. And it was amazing to be standing on the shores of Amistad, because there you are in this highland desert environment, and everything, Tom, was so big. The view was big. The lake was big. The fish were big. It was a really exciting time when I pulled up and got my first view of Lake Amistad.
And, you know, some people would think that, well, wait a minute, this was right on the Mexican border. You know, was it dangerous there? Was it, being in Del Rio and so on? But really it wasn't, right? I mean, it was, you guys felt very safe and very protected and very welcomed by all of the locals.
And we were, and it was a great environment. I did not feel unsafe. I went down and pre-fished and stayed at the local Holiday Inn or whatever motel I stayed with. No problems there. Very fisherman friendly, very fisherman aware. There were always a lot of big team tournaments going on down there. So they were ready for the fishing side of this. And boy, I mean, they had the fish for us to catch too.
Yeah, they sure did. And it was, and being so close to the border there, I know there were rumors of guys that kind of would slip across the border at night and have a little extra nightlife over there on the Mexican side of the border as well.
Well, that might have happened a time or two, but I was focused on the fish. And I had two young children, and I was ready to catch as many big bass as I could catch, and that's what we did.
And it is what you did. You had over 63 pounds, I think, total in the tournament, finished 27th there. You guys went to Amistad three more times, I think four times altogether, and the weights continually went down. What do you think happened there? It was a ton of pressure, but what do you think happened to Amistad that it went from being this place that everybody was in awe of to being a place that was, like a reservoir anywhere in the Mid-South?
Well, I think loss of habitat. Water levels fluctuate there greatly because that is water that feeds the Rio Grande for all the farming and all the communities downstream. So you lost water depth, and then you lost a lot of the vegetation. The lake had hydrilla that grew out into 18 to 20 to 22 to 25 feet. The water was gin clear. And when you lose that habitat, you lose the ability for the lake to recruit small fish into larger fish. And I think that was one of the mitigating circumstances right about there. We caught it at a peak time when the lake had stayed high for several years, and then water levels started diminishing and we lost that good habitat. And then those numbers crop themselves off naturally in that manner.
Yeah, Mark Menendez with us here, one of the originals that fished at Amistad 20 years ago as we embark on the 20th year of the Bassmaster Elite Series. And there's been so many changes. Of course, there's been so many changes just this past off season, but there were so many changes from back then as well. One of them was, you had co-anglers back then, right, with you, which was something that went away in just a few years. And, of course, now the co-anglers have gone away in the Opens Series as well. But just talk about some of the other changes in the coverage and in the techniques and everything that we have learned since then. It would be interesting to see what it would be like to go to Amistad with forward-facing sonar now and see what that would look like. But just talk about the changes in the industry in 20 years.
Well, I think we had this big boom, almost like a gold rush when this series took off. Everybody was watching the way coverage was done. We had more live coverage. Live coverage was ramping up. The guy that JM and Associates were, they had technology to show the really cool graphics on what was going on. As an angler, fluorocarbon was starting to really define.
Right.
My fishing, that was relatively new at that time. And then we had braids, but we weren't using braid to leader situations like we are now. So it was new, Tom. It had a real new feel, a very exciting flair to it. All this color, all these wraps, all these uniforms, and the uniforms were one of the things that caught on the quickest. Every competitive angler in the country had a jersey within the next little bit, and I can remember Tim Tucker being very, the writer from Bass was very upset because Jeff Creek was probably the first guy to have a supplemented jersey. Mm. And, you know, we were all still using embroidery on our shirts. And by the time my shirts were done, Tom, I would have $500 to $1,000 in each shirt. Well, a supplemented shirt didn't look quite as crisp, but you only had $100 in the jersey. So that was the essence of the new jerseys as well, was that time period.
Now, do you go back to the vest? Did you ever do the vest thing, or was that before your time when the guys had the vest with all the patches on that?
I had one when I got into the top 100 in 92-93 season. I had a khaki vest, and it was all embroidered up with what few little sponsors I had just to carry on the tradition and then fit in with the group. I had one of those too.
Yeah. I remember the jerseys. I had the old style jersey that was, first of all, they were warm. They weren't as nice as the supplemented that way. And of course you had the patches and everything else, and they would wear out. And my wife always did a great job sewing those patches on, but boy, what a kind of a pain that was. And I thought the sublimated jerseys were fantastic. And yeah, they kind of looked like t-shirts, you know, comparatively, but it became steady. It also opened up for the fans to do that. I mean, some of the pros hate the fact that a lot of guys, you know, fish in a club tournament, now they got a jersey, you know, and that type of thing. But, you know, I think that's a sign of respect. And, you know, just like guys like to wear a their favorite NFL football team's jersey, it doesn't mean that they think that they're a player on the Tennessee Titans. You know, it just, they want to wear a jersey like the pros wear. So I don't think there's any problem with that at all.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment, you know. I remember you can liken that to the old Nike commercials with Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. I want to be like, or the Gatorade commercials. I want to be like Mike. And a lot of people would like to be like Mark and the Elite Series guys. It's a dream for many, many people. So to be able to grab a little piece of that dream and feel that part, there's nothing wrong with that at all, I don't think.
Yeah, I'd like to be like Mark as well, and especially when it comes to catching those fish, that's for sure. Mark Menendez has been our guest, one of the originals. Mark, I appreciate you so much. It seems like a flash, right? I mean, 20 years ago was like 20 minutes ago, but that's the way it is when you get to be our age. But looking forward to a big season out of you this year. Let's love to see you go get them.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom. I'm ready. I actually got to do a little fishing yesterday, and nice. I landed one over 7 pounds yesterday, so I am fired up and ready to go now.
Yeah, well, you'll need a few of those 7-pounders when you get to the St. John's and to Okeechobee, that's for sure. All right, man, appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Tom. See you next time.
Mark Menendez, always a friend of the show. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Kyle Jesse will join us from Bassmaster.com. They've got a new contest, fantasy contest, that is incredible. It's the TH Marine Pick'em Contest. We're going to talk about that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as promised in the open, I am so excited about the new TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. I mean, I love fantasy fishing anyway, but this one here is going to be my favorite, and not just because I'm going to be writing an article for each week and giving you handicapping these things. It's just I just love these head-to-head type matchups. NASCAR has done it for years. I think this is going to be outstanding for bass, and I don't know who came up with it. My gut feeling is that it was Kyle Jesse, the digital executive editor for BASS, and he joins us now in the VMC hook. Kyle, welcome back to the show, brother. How are you?
I am good, Tom. Super excited, just like you mentioned. Obviously, inching closer to the elite season and already getting tournaments kicked off. And then, you mentioned, the addition of the Pick'em game has been a super exciting announcement and something I think the fans are really going to enjoy.
Whose baby was this? I mean, who's laying awake in the middle of the night and pops up and says, hey, let's pit, an angler against another angler and let's rock and roll with this thing? Who came up with this idea?
I can't even take the credit for it. I wish I could, but Philip Johnson was one of the first people to bring it to light. We looked at the fantasy games we already have existing, and for the longest time, Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing has been the lone standing game. And then a few years ago, introduced the Falcon Rods Drain the Lake Challenge, and we looked at it, and obviously, fantasy sports across every sport. It's such a big thing these days, especially in football, and you see it in all various other sports. And we looked at it and it was like, the Pick'em style game is such a popular format in every other sport. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why would we not have something that replicates that style? And when he brought it to the forefront, we got to work on it right away. And the simplicity of the game, you'd think it would be a super easy process just to get it up and running, but it's been several months in the works, and got a big hats off to a lot of the folks around here, like Philip, obviously, and then Chad Mannering and April Phillips and James Hall, and obviously Philip, like I said, creating the idea, and it's just been a super fun process, and couldn't be any more excited that it's finally ready to roll.
Well, it will be easy for folks to pick as long as they read my article. You know what I mean? If they read my handicapping, because I'm handicapping this thing, if they read that, I'm sure that they'll hit, six or maybe all seven matchups and have an opportunity to win some great prizes from TH Marine and Bass Pro Shops. But let's just set it up for people so we know what we're talking about here. Seven matchups. So you guys are responsible for coming up with seven matchups, and it's just head-to-head. And we're going to say, okay, who's going to finish higher in standings. The first matchup of the first week is Chris Johnston, the reigning AOI champ, against Trey McKinney, the rookie of the year, and who finished second in the AOI. And if he didn't screw up at Smith Lake and miss his way in time, he would have probably been the AOI and the ROI. So you put those two guys there in the matchup, and boom, all you got to do is pick a winner between those two guys, and you have seven matchups. And it looks like all of the matchups, you know, guys that were pretty close in their AOI standings at the end of the year last year.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, you want to overcomplicate the game, but you really can't. I mean, the whole idea behind the game was to make it as simple as possible. You know, you look at the other two fantasy fishing games, and for people like you and I that are just maniacs and just freaks about how much we love the sport, you love the research aspect of it. You love, you know, creating a strategy, especially in Drain the Lake. But, you know, we wanted to have something that was super, super simple. And like you said, it's head-to-head matchups. All you do is simply click on the angler that you think is going to finish higher. And there's going to be so many fun aspects to creating the matchups. You know, we get to create them on our end. And like you said, make them, you know, as intriguing as possible. Sometimes they're based on silly rationale, which is super funny and fun. But at the end of the day, you know, I think the more I think about it and we look at the numbers and everything else, like, it is super simple, but I think it's going to be harder than people realize, just because, you know, you might think that somebody's a lock at a certain tournament. Like, you know, how many times in Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing do you take the guy that's at 30%,
right?
You think, well, that's the safe play. And then that guy finishes in the 80s or 90s. And you're like, well, that was far from a certain thing. So, yeah, it makes it super simple. Like you mentioned, 7 matchups. You get a point for each one you get correct. And then the tiebreaker, just to make it consistent with the other two games, is the weight. It makes it super convenient. You know, the weight carries over to your pick 'em page, and you know, you go from there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kyle Jesse with us here talking about the new TH Marine Pick 'em contest and fantasy fishing, and great prizes as well. TH Marine and Bass Pro Shops chipping in on this. There'll be prizes each week, right? And then grand prize at the end of the whole deal.
That is correct. Just like the other games, you'll have prizes for each tournament, and then a grand prize that, you know, if you go to the pick 'em page, you'll see at the top of the navigation bar there is a prizes tab, and it's full of great prizes. The grand prize, you know, a Atlas jack plate, KVD, Hydro Wave, you know, G Juice, $200 gift card,
nice,
to TH Marine, and then a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops. So, and then obviously great prizes for each individual tournament as well. And like we've already mentioned, I mean, just the simplicity of the game and how easy it is, I think we'll hopefully encourage, you know, more players. And then, you know, once they get into that, then, you know, hopefully we'll have them hooked and they'll want to play the other two games.
Kyle Jesse with us here, talking about the new TH Marine Pick'em Fantasy Contest. And you had some fun with these things as you matched them up. We talked about Chris Johnston and Trey McKinney, but you got the Florida guys and John Cox and Drew Benton. Then you got the Battle of the Beards between Jacob Fouts and Robert G. And Rodman Reservoir off limits. That kind of, throws a twist in there as well, because that's where Jacob Fouts did so well last year. You got the international showdown between Taku Ito and Carl Jacobson. That's an interesting matchup. So, you know, all of these have a little bit of a hook to them, which I think is really cool as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's going to be the beauty of being able to pick the matchups for each tournament is, like, you know, as the season goes along, you look at two guys that are building momentum, you know, maybe it's guys that didn't start out well that are climbing back up the AOI rankings. Like you have them facing off, you know, a place like the St. John's River, a location that obviously the Elite Series has frequented over the last decade. You know, you have the two former champs and John Cruz versus Corey Johnston.
Yeah.
Two guys that have always had success down there. I mean, it's hard to predict which one will have the most success this go around, because, you know, each time is different. You know, time of the year is obviously different compared to last year with Corey's win. And there's so many factors into it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it being so simple where you just pick one or the other is going to be, you know, something that, like I mentioned earlier, the fans are going to really enjoy. And then, you know, one thing to mention, one thing we're going to move forward with is each week, you know, on social media, if you go to Bass Nation Instagram and then even on Twitter, or X, I guess, as it's called now, we're going to have matchups that the fans can vote on. So each week, ideally, we're going to have a fan vote matchup. So we'll provide 4 different matchups, and then let the fans vote on which one, you know, will eventually make it to the voting process, and then will be one of the matchups. So that's going to be something fun as well. So the fans can have input on the matchups, and something I'm really looking forward to, just because it gives the fans a say.
Yeah, that's what one of the things I wanted to ask. So you have 14 anglers involved each week. So it's not like Drain the Lake where you'll only see a guy once. There's about 104 elites or so, 10 events when you include the Bassmaster Classic. I assume we'll do this for Bassmaster Classic as well.
Yes,
so, you know, so that means that's 140 different guys or 140 anglers that'll appear. So anglers will be able to appear in matchups more than once throughout the season, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, who knows, but maybe during the halfway point of the season when we've got a clearer picture of what the Angler of the Year race looks like, we've got a tight matchup, you know, number one and number two in AOI could be a matchup. Because, you know, as you know, close as you follow the sport, each year that one to two range, obviously in AOI standings, is always back and forth. And, you know, you see late in the year the guy from second or third will make a push and overcome the guy that's in first. So, you know, there will be some reoccurring matchups, even, I would say, you know, once you get towards the tail end of the season, you know, when you factor in the Angler of the Year standing. So absolutely, like you said, guys can be featured more than once, and I can't imagine we won't have some duplicate anglers, to say the least. And then, you know, some of the matchups, like I said, towards the tail end of the season, could even be the same matchups between number one and two in AOI.
Of course, just wrap Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Falcon Bassmaster Drain the Lake Fishing Challenge. But I think that the probably the Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing is still the one that gets the most activity because it's the original, right? And it is something that I think guys understand very, very well. And, you know, I would imagine that one, and I know it's well over 100,000 players, but I would imagine that one probably gets the most action right now.
That is correct. And I think moving forward, you'll see, you know, in my mind, at least, I want to think that the Pick'em Challenge would be, you know, right up there, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Drain the Lake. I only say that because I've done the best at it, you know, over last few years. So I'm a little partial to it because there's so much strategy involved. But, you know, in discussions with people around the office and, you know, just outside fans, you know, it's like the amount of research and strategy that you have to put into the Drain the Lake. I think, you know, some people just aren't comfortable playing it because they're not, you know, sure who to pick for this match or for this week or that week. You know, there's so much strategy involved that, like I said, just a bass head like myself, I love it. I think the strategy is great. But the Pick'em game being such a simple and easy game to play, in my mind, it seems like it'll be pretty comparable with the Rapala Fantasy Fishing game. And, you know, ideally down the road, they'll all be, you know, the exact same. And I think that's just what you see over the course of time.
Yeah.
To your credit, exactly. You know, the Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing has been around for significantly longer than even Drain the Lake. So I think people are just so used to playing it that you naturally just see the numbers greater in Rapala for now.
And I'm going to say this again. I say it every year. And because you know me, I like to just throw ideas, you know, at you guys and make you work harder. But that's just, you know, it's just me. On Bass Track, and maybe they've got this done, you know, now I'm not sure. But on Bass Track, I would love it if you could just star certain guys, like the guys you're tracking in your Pick'em contest or in your Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing contest, if you could just star those guys, and then they would be separate, like to the top. I know that's how they do it on the PGA Tour leaderboard. You know, you star guys, and then those guys get put up at the top, so you can kind of follow that little group of guys that you've got in your fantasy team or in your matchups. Would kind of dovetail with fantasy fishing and Bass Track. So there you go.
See, this is a great opportunity for me to do some flexing here, because actually, if you go to your fantasy team on Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing or Drain the Lake, it actually shows their Bass Track standing at the exact time. So it doesn't show it necessarily
on the
Bass Track page.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. And that was just implemented a year, maybe 2 years ago, which has been really fun. And, you know, if you're as competitive at it as I am, it's very frustrating because you're sitting there looking at, you know, your bucket B guy or bucket C guy doesn't show anything on Bass Track, and you're just fingers crossed that he's just not adding any weight because he's potentially going to destroy your team. But no, that's been something that we've implemented, and if you know, keep up with it on the fantasy side, it shows the Bass Track results in live time.
Cool. Good stuff. Kyle Jesse has been our guest. As always, Kyle, I appreciate you so much. Cutting edge of everything, and continue to great job with Bassmaster.com.
I appreciate it, Tom. Always a joy to come on the show, and appreciate the kind words.
I am so stoked for this TH Marine Pick'em Challenge. And as I said, I'll be writing an article for each event, and I'll kind of handicap each matchup and give you my pick in each matchup. And then we'll see how I do. I mean, it feels like it should be easy, but so many things can happen on the water that could kind of change the whole deal around. But we're going to see. I'm going to do the best I can. We'll track it all season long. But I just think it's a tremendous way to build interest, not only in what's going on at the top of the board, but, you know, further down as well. And, you know, one of your guys misses the cut. That's it. You're done. You know, you're out. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited about it. That's for sure. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio